Now let's see over here some of the IATA codes of some important cities: country, capital, and the three-letter code. Canada, Ottawa, the code is YOW. USA is Washington, capital WAS. Japan's capital is Tokyo, TYO. Brazil's capital is Brasilia, the code is BSB. Egypt, the capital is Cairo, it's CI. United Kingdom, the capital is London, LON. France, the capital is Paris, PR. Switzerland is Bern, BRN. China is Beijing, BJS. India is Delhi, DEL. These are the three-letter IATA codes, like we saw in the earlier slide. Airfare is a price paid to acquire the right to use an airline seat in a specific aircraft and within a prescribed period. It is the price paid by a client to purchase an airline seat. The types of fares, rules and restrictions, taxes, etc., all the components that complicate the price. IATA definition: the amount charged by the carrier for the carriage of a passenger and his allowable free baggage, and is the current fare which a member in the publication it normally uses to publish fares holds out to the public or the appropriate segment of the public as being applicable to the class of service to be furnished. So it's a fare. You are traveling within a prescribed time with a certain amount of baggage. That is called the airfare. There are two basic types of airfares: international and domestic. Domestic airfare are point-to-point fares within the country and are applicable only after the approval from the Director General of Civil Aviation in India. Once you get the approval of the DGCA, so whenever you start an airline, you have to be able to give them the cities you want to operate, and then only after the Director General of Civil Aviation sanctions this, then only can you fly your airline. International airfares are applicable only after the approval from the International Air Transport Association, IATA, which are based on bilateral agreements. Specific rules govern items such as the minimum maximum length of stay or a Saturday night fare, or if the ticket is purchased 7 or more days in advance, and so on. There are different fares. Airfares are based on 4 factors: fare types, fare basis, class of service, and fare rules. These are the 4 factors on which the price of the ticket is booked. Fare types: the airfares fall into 2 categories and are based on round trip or one way categories. International fares are published airfares and are based on round trip or one way travel. There are 2 main types: normal fares, special fares, which are again divided into further: apex fares, discounted fares, excursion fares, or PEX fares, instant purchase fares. So apex fares, discounted fares, you could get an excursion fare, or you could probably get an instant purchase fare. A fare established by IATA for intermediate, first, or economic class service, and any other fare denominated and published as a normal fare. Example: C2, F2, Y2, CW, YOW. They can be either one way, they can be OW or return, RT, or a circle trip, CT fare. One way is OW, return is RT, or a circle trip, CT fare. Children fares and infant fares, which are established as a percentage of the fares to the normal fares, are also considered to be normal fares. There is a fixed percentage for children. So it says that the percentage has to be charged for a child and it is counted under a normal fare. Various rules apply to construct these fares for a specific routing. Can we see what are the rules? Special fares: all fares other than normal fares. Some special fares are apex fares, advance purchase excursion fares, and are discounted. They usually require tickets to be purchased in advance by 7, 14 or 21 days minimum advance purchase, and will have other restrictions. Non-refundable change fees are just a few of the possible restrictions. Discount fares: fares that tend to have a smaller price tag and are offered for a limited period of time. There are many restrictions, such as the specific travel dates, minimum maximum stay, for example, a minimum Saturday night stay, a maximum of 30 days to extra. These are the certain factors that come into fare account when you take a discounted fare ticket. Excursion fares are lower price fares that involve restrictions like advance purchase, time of year, minimum maximum stay. These are not negotiable. Whatever you get is there. PEX fares: instant purchase excursion fares are round trip fares, whereby reservations and ticketing must be completed at the same time. Tickets must show reservations for the entire journey. That's called a PEX fare. You go immediately, buy a ticket. You're traveling tomorrow morning. You buy an instant fare. That is known as the PEX fare. Fare basis. It is an alpha or alphanumeric code by used by the airlines to identify a fare type. Fare basis helps airline staff and travel agents to find the rules applicable to that fare. Fare base will be 3 to 7 character long. Fare basic. Some factors that determines the fare basis are the class of service, day of the week, type of trip, length of stay, and time travel. Now, these are some of the factors that determine the fare basis. Class of services on a flight. Code P, first class. Code A, first class discounted. J, that is business class premium. C is business class. D is business class discounted. W is economy class premium. You will see this on your tickets usually. S, Y is economy class. And P, Q, H, T, K, V, L, M, N is economy class discounted. These are the fares. These are the certain codes that you will always find on your ticket. It could say your seat is 18W. 18W is economy class premium that you usually find. That is written on the ticket. So it's a sort of code says. If you get 5P, means you're traveling first class. Now, what are the different types of trips? Let's just understand this and their codes. AP, advance purchase fare. OX, one-way excursion fare. OW, one-way fare. PX is PEX fare. SX is super PEX fare, which is a high-end super, which is purchased right at the moment. Then is the EE excursion fare. SS, super saver fare. RT is the round trip fare. CH is the accompanied child fare. IN is the infant fare, not occupying a seat. And CD is the senior citizen fare. Now, these are the different type of fares that are classified in the travel industry. Let's see some of them. Now, we have another time of travel over here, which says W is weekend travel, X is midweek travel, H is higher peak season, L is lower basic season, K is high shoulder season, O is mid shoulder season, and J is low shoulder season. These are again the different kind of fares according to the season or according to the time of travel during the year. It is already important to know that the length of stay has to be, what the length of stay will be. There is a minimum maximum day stay a fare will allow. For example, a trip to China, the ticket may cost 32,000, but if you're going to stay for 3 months, that ticket, the validity of that ticket then could probably become, the fare could become 40,000 or 42,000 rupees. It all depends on the number of days that you want to stay. Then it is indicated by the following codes. 3M will indicate that the PAX has to stay for a minimum of 3 months to take this fare. So let's see the codes and the types. 3M, maximum stay for 3 months. 45 is maximum stay 45 days. 1Y is maximum stay 1 year. And 90 is maximum 90 day stay. These are again different codes. There are so many codes in the travel industry one has because of the different kind of fares, the different kind of routes, the different kind of places. Everything has to be classified. You cannot have everything generalized. That's the reason there are these subclassifications and segments. Decoding the fare basis for the above codes. Let's see some of them. YPIM is the economy APEX fare valid 1 month. Then YPX3M is the economy PEX fare valid 3 months. The YEE90 economic excursion fare valid 90 days. The YLPX1M is economy low season PEX fare valid 1 month. The YHWAP3M is economy high season weekend APEX fare valid 3 months. Just see the different kind of decodings which happen here. It's just a brief study, but it tells you how much detailing there is in the airline industry to see that they could be at fare for 45 days, for 90 days, for 1 year, for 60 days, all different kinds of codes. Then YEE45CH, economy excursion fare, valid 45 days for a child, hence CH. Over here, it's 3 months validity, so it's written 3M. For if it's 1 month, it's written 1M. Then LHWAP3M, economy class, high season, weekend, APEX, valid 3 months. WEE3M, IN90, economy class, excursion, 3 months for an infant. And YHPX6M, economy class, high season, APEX for 6 months. Again, a lot of decoding and detailing happening over here, which tells us the airline industry is functioning. The class of service a passenger flies can either be economy, business, or the first class, but the type of fare that was purchased within these classes is suggested by the code that is mentioned on the tickets. First class, most expensive and most comfortable seat and has flat beds and many other features. FP are the letters most commonly used to indicate first class. Business class provides high quality of service such as better seat accommodation and catering service. JC are the letters used to represent the business class. Y is almost universally used to indicate a full fare economy ticket. The economy class, the most basic of the services of the aircrafts, provides basic seat accommodation and minimal in-flight catering service, commonly purchased by leisure or family travelers. BHLMV, etc., just some of the letters indicating subclasses, reduced, restricted, and discounted fares. These letters vary by airline and in value. Now, XUR are a few of the letters commonly used to indicate a fare purchase from a consolidator, a guy who has a consolidation of tickets. Then, if you buy from him, it's XUR. Fare rules. Discounted airfares are always subject to certain restrictions. Lower the fare, the more are the restrictions applicable. Why? Because you're taking it a cheaper ticket. In the same economy, someone could be buying it for a higher price. So you obviously won't be allowed certain facilities. For example, these restrictions, commonly referred to as fare rules, they fall into six categories: minimum or maximum stay. With more discounted fare, the length of time between outbound and return flights is restricted. For example, a fare may be valid only if the passenger is willing to stay over until the next Sunday before starting a return trip. He cannot come in before that. It's not possible. Validity dates. The discount travel is valid on certain dates. It also has both an effective date and an expiration date. There also may be blackout dates, meaning that the travel is not valid on those dates. So these are certain rules and guidelines for a excursion fare or a discounted fare. Let's see, combinability. Discounted fares can be combined with other fares, such as only on the mention in the rule. Example, Bombay-London T, London-Bombay L. T-class fare and L-class fares combined. Routing. Only permitted routings may be used in restricted fares. Connecting and stopover points are given in the rule box. Penalties for cancellation in restricted fares and non-refundable fares. Other restrictions. A number of other special conditions may apply to discount fares. For example, a fare rule may require all segments of the itinerary to be confirmed at the time of ticketing, or may prohibit travel on certain dates of the week. You have to tell them. They're giving a discounted fare. So they know that they have given you these seats, or you've taken these seats. So they can't allow anything else, and they're allowed to take more fares. Now the next one. An airline ticket issuance. An airline ticket is a document issued by an airline to confirm that an individual has purchased and paid for a seat on a flight on an aircraft. A ticket is required to get a boarding pass, which allows the passenger to board the aircraft. Some things to understand while issuance of tickets are: type of journey undertaken, the airline traffic documentation, components of international ticket, and the baggage rules. Types of journey. One way, itinerary covered by a single ticket and involves travel in a single geographic location, Bombay to London. Return itinerary covered by a single ticket and involves travel in two geographical directions, and the original is also the final destination, Bombay to London. And open jaw ticket, itinerary covered by a single ticket, involves travel in two geographical directions, but original destination is not the same as the final destination original. Bombay, London, London, Delhi. It's a two-way thing. You can go to Bombay to London and London to Delhi. The destination, return destination, is not the same. This is a sample of what an air ticket looks like. If you see over here, let's try and see. Non-endorsable fees for change may apply. What does it sample say? Flight coupon, boarding pass, Northwest Airlines. It mentions the airline. It also tells you there are form of payment, the method of payment. Check-in required. It states over here. Then what does it say? It will probably somewhere here show you your class. See, class, it shows which class the ticket is. The dates, 31st October, GL, 2703, 1050, 31st October, return on the same day. So it is a ticket which is, it's a sample flight coupon, passenger ticket and baggage check. It mentions over here. There are lots of detailing that is required in a ticket. Now, our components of air ticket, let's see. Itinerary, three-letter codes of cities, Tokyo, Singapore, SPK, entry of the ticket. No stopover, no stop or stopover. If no stop was allowed, X, Delhi, X, DXB, Dubai, London. No stop at Dubai. Issuing airlines, two-letter code of the airline, JL. Document number, usually the first three digits signify the airline code, 012. Flight time, 10:50, local time departure. Status, OK confirmed, holding, OK. Fare basis is YPX3M, that is 3 months. It's for 3 months. Not valid before date by which PAX cannot travel, 31st October. Not valid after date by which PAX have to return, 31st October. Baggage allowance, kg, kilogram, piece, 20 kilos. Ticket reservation number. There's a passenger name record, a PNR. 2 VAC 90. Fare, the currency. It says away the currency which is there, Japan Yen. Equivalent amount, letter currency code. In Indian rupees, 25,000. So it will also give you an equivalent of a currency and the currency in which the ticket has been bought. Now, baggage rules. IATA Airlines specify the baggage allowance that a person can carry free of charge, which is known as the baggage allowance. The fare on the ticket shows the kind of seat, service and the baggage allowance. It says that baggage allowance means you're allowed to carry only probably two bags or one bag of 20 kilos, 23 kilos. It's specified by the airline. That's called the baggage allowance. IATA defines baggage as articles, effect, and other personal belongings of passenger destined to be worn or used by them or necessary for their comfort and convenience during the journey. IATA gives guidelines for its member airlines on free baggage allowance. For example, let's see. The free baggage allowance includes the checked baggage and the cabin baggage. You can carry one bag with you in the cabin. Checked baggage is the item of luggage for transportation in the hold of an aircraft. This baggage is limited by airlines with regard to size, weight and number. All sharp objects or cutting implements of any kind or length must be packed in checked in baggage. There are two concepts used worldwide. Weight concept, fees concept. Now this is one restriction. Cutting implements or sharp objects, you cannot take them for safety reasons. Now what are the two concepts? Weight concept and fees concept. Weight concept is you're not allowed more than 23 kilos. The fees concept is you're not allowed more than two pieces. The weight concept defines the amount of baggage. Economy class, 20 kgs. That's the weight concept. Business class, 30 kgs. The piece concept defines the moment of baggage entitled by the number of pieces. This concept is applicable for travel to and from US and Canada. Two pieces of checked baggage are allowed per person, each weighing no more than 23 kilos from USA and Canada. 50 pounds and measuring no more than 62 inches. So this is a piece concept. They tell you what you're allowed to carry, what you're not allowed to carry in terms of pieces and in terms of kg. Unchecked baggage or cabin baggage, the passenger can carry the baggage inside the aircraft and be stored in the aircraft cabin overhead hold. There is a limit to the baggage size, weight and shape to fit under a passenger seat or in a storage compartment. Cabin baggage should have a maximum length of 22 inches, width of 18 inches and depth of 10 inches. These dimensions include wheels, handles, size, pockets, etc. Maximum weight of the cabin baggage usually is between 5 to 7 kgs and not more than that. What are the baggage rules? Excess baggage. When the baggage of a passenger exceeds the free baggage allowance, the airline charges the passenger extra charges. If you're taking 23 kilos, you can't take more than 20. If you're taking 28 or 29, it depends. Sometimes you allow 23, they'll allow you 25. But if it's more than that, you have to pay excess baggage fare. The excess baggage charges are different for each airline. The excess baggage may be accepted depending on the availability in the same flight or may be sent by another flight depending of how many baggages are there with them. Electronic tickets. On June 1st, 2008, the travel industry switched completely to 100% electronic ticketing in Air India entered in 2002. Electronic ticketing is a method to record the sale of passenger transportation without issuance of a paper value ticket. That's e-ticket that you have. The details are stored in the airline's computer system and it eliminates the need for the passenger to carry a paper ticket. Passenger shows a valid photo identification for boarding cards to be issued at the time of check-in. The flight coupons are produced electronically on the system. Accounting coupons are printed on a broadcast printer. This is the new way of working right now, the new methodology. Advantages of e-tickets. The passengers have the tickets and stored on their mobiles or computers, so it cannot be lost. The travel agent don't have to deliver the tickets personally or physically. The domestic tickets may even be carried as a message from the CRS or the airlines. The passenger can change their travel itinerary using an e-ticket, as the travel agency or airline need only update their database. E-tickets are an eco-friendly option as they save a lot of paper. Electronic tickets have resulted in sizable amount of cost savings for the industry, for up to $3 billion per year. $3 billion per year there has been saving on paper because of e-tickets. It's an awesome idea. Thank you so much.